97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome into the show. Here we are, safe and sound in 2021. So I am wishing you all a very happy new year, and may you be abundantly blessed. You know, I thank you for tuning in today because you are in for a treat. We are all about a local North Idaho farm, a wonderful farm family, and all the critters on the farm right here in Sagal, Idaho. Joining me today are Kyle and Trina Johnson from Makers Long Acre Farm. Makers Long Acres Farm. So I invite you to stay with us. And if you have a question or a comment, you can get in on this conversation at 208-265-8255. 208-265-TALK. It's easy, it's fun, it's free. Come on, somebody, call us and just say howdy if you don't have a question. So relax, and we'll be right back.
Did you know Johnson Heating and Cooling sells, services, and installs all home heating equipment? Whether you live in Bonner or Boundary County, make sure you go with the professionals for your gas, electric, wood, and pellet stove needs. Johnson Heating and Cooling is also your local dealer for high-quality Quadrifire stoves and Lennox furnaces. Johnson Heating and Cooling is located just past Arnie's Conoco in Kootenai off Highway 200. Call Johnson's Heating and Cooling at 263-9402. That's 263-9402.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other.
Sharon's Hallmark is your go-to place for shopping. Cozy throws and fragrant candles will help you get through the long winter months. Check out the post-holiday sale section with holiday merchandise 50% off now at Sharon's Hallmark.
DeLuna's, home of the long weekend cafe and gift shop, is now offering curbside pickup and delivery in Sandpoint. Open Monday through Sunday. Stop in, warm up with a hot beverage, and check out the delicious menu at DeLuna's.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Idaho Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, northidahoradio.com.
All right, welcome back in, everyone. We are here. Join me now and say hello and welcome to Kyle and Trina Johnson. I appreciate you guys coming in today and leaving the farm, I hope, in good hands. And now here you are with us. Thanks.
Thank you, Barbara, for having us. We're excited to be here.
Thank you. Well, Kyle, let me go ahead and start with you. How did you guys get to Idaho and how did you get to this farm?
Well, like you, I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Iowa. And 19 years ago, I made the jump and moved out here, worked on a ranch, and the rest is history. I've been here ever since.
Did you meet Trina out here? Did you bring her with you?
No, I met Trina out here. And what's funny is the ranch that I worked on, she worked on in high school before we met. So.
Well, it was just meant to be, wasn't it? Well, we're happy that you're here in Idaho. How did you get to this farm? And of course, I want to get to that great name, but how did this farm become a part of your career? You know, your work.
I think I've always been passionate about agriculture. And we just decided to make this a lifestyle choice and jumped in with both feet. And I don't know, God's blessed us with the right people at the right time and the right animals and the right genetics. And I don't know, go big or go home, I guess.
Exactly. Well, when God gets a hold of something, you know, he just moves you right along.
He does. Just go with the flow. He does. Exactly.
So the name Makers Long Acres, how did you come to that?
That we had asked many friends, what should we name our farm? And we kicked around ideas. And my best friend and our farm mentor was an older gentleman, and he always referred to the Lord as the maker. So he'd say, well, maybe the maker will give us rain today. Maybe the maker will give you twin calves and things like that. And so it just seemed natural. We wanted to make a nod to the Lord who had blessed us. And so we just put maker, you know, in front of everything, all that we do. He's in front of all that we do. And that gentleman's last name was Long, Mr. Long. And so Long became the next part.
I love it. That's great. So the timeline, give me a timeline. How long have you actually been on the farm at Makers Long Acres? What are the years here?
It's been about a decade or so, probably.
Yeah, about a decade now.
Well, a big decade, I'm sure, with lots of learning curves and lots of things. Let's let our audience know what your products are. What do you have? What do you offer to our audience?
Well, we raise some of the most rare hogs in the U.S. We have Mangalista, Chinese Meishan, Red Wattles, a pig called Mulefoot, which are really rare. And right now we're basically selling holes and halves
of pork right now.
And we have a great plan for people that want to budget. We have what we call the pay as they grow, so they can make 6 monthly payments as the pig's growing. Because a lot of people, you know, it's a big chunk of change to put out for a whole or a half hog right away. But through the payments, people are able to budget for their family. And then once the pig is done growing, they get their bacon, their ham, you know, everything that comes off of a hog.
Yeah. Well, what about, I want to go back to the, you mentioned some breeds, I guess, or of hogs. All right, do you say breeds?
Breeds.
I've never heard, not that I would know, but they sounded pretty fancy and pretty gourmet. What is it about those hogs that has attracted you? And that, I mean, obviously it's probably personality, but the end product is also. So tell us about that.
A lot of the breeds, like what you find in the grocery store, have been so improved to grow faster, grow leaner, grow in confinements, that they've bred a lot of the flavor out. And some of these breeds that he mentioned that we raise, they were more traditional like a lard hog. They haven't been improved in necessarily their efficiency, so their flavor is a lot better. And because they grow slower, they kind of fell out of favor, and the numbers got reduced. And so now a lot of these breeds are actually kind of critically endangered. And so we're also working to try and bring them back to sustainable numbers.
Are these like heritage breeds that have been around for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the breeds like the Mulefoot and the Red Wattle, they were improved from Spanish lines and brought to the U.S. from, you know, the conquistadors. I mean, these are old lines that they're pretty rare around the world. And, you know, for us to have them here in North Idaho is awesome, and be able to improve the breeds and be able to continue to raise these breeds.
You know, I just had a flash. You know, the Westminster dog show. I mean, we need like a Westminster hog show. Can I say hog or pigs?
It's all the same.
All the same.
All
thing.
The same.
And because I've just never heard of them, but if it's all about flavor, that's like would be the number one reason that people would want to get this product.
Yeah. And the thing with pigs is each one literally brings something to the table. Like the red wattle that we've mentioned, they're a wonderful hog. They have a great depth of flavor, but they're really lean. So the meat can be a little tougher. It can be a little more dry. And so if you cross in something like a Mangalitsa, their meat's almost mushy and it's full of fat. But if you combine those together, it kind of balances out.
Do you do those breeds?
Yes, that's what we've spent the decade doing, is crossing these breeds, tasting it, and then seeking out and bringing something in. Like the Chinese Meishan, they're critically endangered, and it took us a while to find breeding stock, but we knew they're known for their fine marble in their meat. And so we had to find one of those and breed it in and then wait for those babies to grow up and get to a butcher weight and then try again and see if we had been successful in it or maybe not. And
that's a lot of risk for a business. You made me think of the word health. I mean, because these are heritage breeds, are they hardy stock? Or would you call them hardy, or are they a little bit more tender?
They're incredibly hardy. They can live outdoors year-round. They don't have the parasite loads. They don't have as much disease burden as some of the other breeds, just because they haven't been improved. They haven't been tweaked with. They haven't had the exposure, and so they have a lot of their own natural immunities.
So I can hear my audience talking about, you know, antibiotics or, you know, growth hormones or things. I'm already going to assume you guys don't do that, A, because these pigs don't need it, but how do you support their health?
We support their health by feeding diets tailored to them, and we source a lot of the food naturally or locally and as naturally as we can. We let them be on pasture, but the good news is that there's rulings, so you cannot have antibiotics and hormones and things like that in food anymore. That's all changed. So, you know, most food is safe, but it's not to say that some farmers maybe don't.
Right.
But we try and support them just by
or
keeping them
happy.
Or how clean
the food is that they're
exactly,
getting. You know,
exactly.
The food may not have some of those standards. Well, I have to tell you, I saw an interesting post, I think it was from you, Kyle, and it had to do with some leftover mash stuff from beer making.
Yes, we.
You feed your piggies.
We work with local breweries here in town. Utara is one of them, and Matchwood. And in fact, Matchwood's going to have grain for me today. Yay. and the pigs love it. It comes out hot. And so it's like their treat. It's, you know, something that most breweries would throw away, we're able to reuse and give the pigs a little extra boost, especially in the wintertime when it comes out warm.
So it comes out warm, and what's the is there a nutrient value?
Yes, it doesn't take, when they brew the beer, it doesn't take away a lot of the stuff. It takes away most of the sugars, but all the good stuff for pigs, like the proteins and the amino acids, are like boost up during the process. So it's really high in protein, really high in amino acids. So it's really good for them.
Wow. So your pigs are out there having a little beer party. You know, they
yes.
don't get tipsy, do they?
No, but they get happy.
They can hear us when we're pulling in with the mash before we've even made it, you know, down the road. They start squealing. They know it's coming.
And do they?
They get
Do
excited.
They run up to the fence or run up to the feeding area?
Yeah, they start they running around coming. And squealing and get all kinds of happy just waiting for the hot mash.
Well, we're going to come back to and have you enumerate some more of your products with the pork and that. But do you have other products that you offer people through the year?
Sometimes we do. We make products out of the lard when we have time, which we're farmers, so when do we have time? But we try and offer hand salves and things like that. And then, you know, we have the butcher shop that we're busy with too. We also, that's another thing.
You not
we
only
offer.
Do your own butchering, but you do butchering for other people if time allows and you have openings.
We're a fully custom shop, so we help other farmers get their animals to harvest.
Do you harvest or butcher beef or deer, elk, any wild venison, wild game?
Right now, we're focusing mainly on livestock just because there's such a backlog with butchers in the area and especially around the country. It's everywhere. So right now, we're basically focusing on livestock, harvesting beef, harvesting pigs, lambs, goats.
Wow.
Trying to work with farmers to get their animals in as quick as we can.
Why is there such a backlog?
Because part of the issue was when the pandemic started is a lot of people wanted to bring their food closer to home.
Right.
And as we saw earlier last spring, grocery shelves were empty.
Mm-hmm.
And people were trying to take control of their food, which is awesome. This is the perfect opportunity for people to know where their food comes from. And so, you know, all these local custom shops, they got booked up. And so this happened to us. We couldn't get our animals in. So what do? We open a butcher shop.
that's wonderful. And I think it really is important to know where your food comes from, to have local food as much as you can, because you know the source. It's just like you know what these pigs have been fed. If you ask, they can find out. And supports local business. But I think the step beyond that is I think it's healthier. I think these animals are healthier. The tomatoes are healthier because they're just not coming from far away, picked green or loaded into trucks and pushed into slaughtering areas. So I think the animal itself is healthier, and that means better food for me. Do you agree with that?
Oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Sure that's a part
absolutely.
Of your...
Absolutely. I think that the more sustainable you can source your food, the better the overall picture, from health to your community, the health of your community even, sustainability.
Yeah, really. I was just thinking the health of everything, the health of the animal, the health of the consumer, the health of the economy, the health of the community, the health of the family. It's just like everybody benefits when we can support each other in healthy, good ways. I mean, I think it's excellent. I'm kind of laughing a little bit. I guess I'll just go ahead and say it and get it out of the way. I told Trina and Kyle before we went on the air that I've been a naughty vegan for many years, and the last couple of years I've been a pretty good vegan. So here I am doing a show about pork, but of course I ate pork, you know, all my life and loved it, and it was just a health thing for me. Just it was what worked for me in my situation. But I just have so many people who love bacon. What in the world is it about bacon? You know what I'm saying? What is it about bacon?
I don't know. There's nothing like it. And you know what's great is you can turn almost anything into bacon from the pig. So it's not... you can have shoulder bacon. You can have Canadian bacon. If you love bacon, there's ways to get it.
You know, every recipe, if it doesn't... There are people, if it doesn't have bacon, I mean, what, water chestnut appetizers wrapped in bacon? It's like, what? Where did that come from?
I think, just in the basic... history of our food in this country is everybody had a backyard pig.
Mm.
And so that came part of our culture because it was readily there. I mean, people raised pigs in New York City back in the 1800s. I mean, they had backyard pigs.
Yeah.
And so I think bacon just became a staple of our culture and our food. So, you know, I think it's entrenched in American society.
I agree. Like every morning, the smell of bacon cooking. A short little rabbit trail. When I was in the Peace Corps, I was in Micronesia, and in our huts, we had, you know, these hut things. And the guy that owned the hut that I lived in had a pig, and that pig lived under my my hut. And so, and they were all raised up. So if you had leftover food, there was no refrigeration. I would just push food down through the boards of the floor. And that pig would eat, and we slept. I mean, he slept below me. It was like, he was like my roommate, and he got all the leftovers. And he was adorable, and he was friendly, and he changed my mind about pigs. I mean, he was just a great guy.
Yeah, they're very personable that
yeah.
way.
You know, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, I'm going to talk about their personalities and how smart they are and, you know, to kind of introduce our audience to them as I don't want to make them people because they're critters, but what their little critter personality is. All right, we're going to get to that when we come right back.
Winterizing your home can involve a number of maintenance measures. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for the winter with traction sand and shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings and adapters. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware has been helping their friends and neighbors for over 40 years. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware is open 7 days a week on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint. Stop by and say hi today.
Hey everybody, it's Lenny here from 7B TV, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, as well as the comfort of local installation, local customer support, and someone who knows your name, then let us help you switch to Dish today. Contact 7B TV, your local Dish authorized premier retailer, to cut the cord once and for all. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional and thoughtful care. Drop by 7B TV today to discover Dish TV. Call 208-263-7288, visit us at 105 South 3rd Avenue in Sandpoint, or on the web at 7BTV.com. We are 7B TV, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally trusted satellite TV experts. Call for details, 208-263-7288.
Wise men say, when your grill's smashed in, there's a guy who'll make it straight for you. I took my van into Ponderay, where Mondo Bob made everything okay. Let's get something straight.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with Kyle and Trina Johnson. They are with Makers Long Acres Farm, and they have got these gourmet hogs on their farm that they raise from babies that play in the sunshine in the pasture, and then they butcher them and bring them. They can come to your table for healthy pork. I want to stay on the health theme a little bit. We were talking when we were on break, Trina, about vitamin D, that this is a source for vitamin D. Tell our audience.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Pigs raised outdoors are one of the only food sources of vitamin D. It doesn't count, you know, the pork in the store, those are confinement pigs are raised indoors. But pigs outdoors in the sunshine, enjoying the fresh air, They have vitamin D.
That's because they're out there getting that vitamin D from the sun the way we get it.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
It's in. And you said it's in the fat. Is it in the meat too?
It's probably in the meat. I know that the fat is where it seems to concentrate the most.
Okay. Vitamin D, I think, is a fat soluble something.
Yeah.
All right. So there's another reason to go for the healthy pasture, outdoor raised gourmet pigs. How many pounds are in a whole hog or a half a hog? What would people expect?
Typically on a whole hog, it's about 160 pounds in your freezer. On a half, it'd be about 80 pounds. Kind of depends on what cuts people choose, but on average, that's what we see.
And what might they expect to pay for, say, a half a hog?
So a half a hog is $450, and that includes all the butcher fees. And Trina is great at promoting. She came up with a squealing deal for the new year, so we're running a special right now where we're doing $100 off a whole hog and $50 off a half hog.
Wow.
We just want to help families get good food on their tables.
Exactly. Plus, once they taste it and get used to what the taste is, you're going to have them roped in. So 80 pounds for a half a hog, $450 per pound, but $50 off now for that.
It's $450 for the entire thing.
For the entire thing. Okay, right. All right. So $450 for the half hog. And there was a question about how is that delivered in little packages of pork chops, or do you put this guy in a body bag and put it in our trunk?
No body bags. Hannah, our oldest daughter, she manages our butcher shop, and she also is the wrapper at the butcher shop. And so she will call, she'll get what's called a cut sheet. Folks can choose how they want it back, if they want thick chops or thin, if they want boneless or bone in, if they want their bacon cured. Some
Do
people
you
want
make
it fresh
sausage?
Belly.
Is there
yes,
a sausage?
There's sausages. We have Italian, hot Italian, standard breakfast.
And everything comes in those beautiful white packages with the label on it?
We actually chose not to do the white. We do the brown because that's even more sustainable.
Yes, you know, exactly. So. I should have guessed that.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then, you know, it's stamped with what it is. And we really like being able to control the whole process from the time the pig is born to the time it's in someone's freezer. We can track that animal, and we can know that we have given it our very best.
Well, I know I've got this question. We're going to get to the personality, okay? I haven't forgotten what I started with, but talking about taking from the birth of the pig all the way through the growth cycle and bringing that pig to market, so to speak, butchering and then selling, you must get attached to these little guys.
We absolutely do.
Is it difficult?
It is. And if people come to our farm, they will see that we have pardoned probably way too many pigs. On a farm, everything is supposed to have a use. It's supposed to have a purpose. And a lot of ours, I think their official job is smile maker, because we know we'll never breed them. We know we'll never eat them. And they just kind of wander around in the yard because one of us has fallen in love with pig.
I love it. Well, then let's talk about personality. That's the perfect segue. They make you happy.
Yes.
What is it about pigs? You can both answer and put in on this.
I think pigs are just one of the most personable creatures out there.
How do they manifest that?
You know, walking through the pasture, some days I don't get very far because they all come up to me and want their lovin's.
Oh.
And they want their belly rubs, or they want their heads scratched. And, you know, I've got a few that just won't leave me alone. And getting work done with them is darn near impossible because they're constantly rubbing up against me or stealing my tools.
There was one time he was working. He was trying to make a little log cabin for two of them to live in. And it was a 1,000-pound breeding boar, and he grabbed Kyle's chainsaw, a big chainsaw, and took off and was playing keep away with a chainsaw.
Oh,
so they're very
goodness.
Playful, and they're a lot of fun. And where another animal they just want attention to want attention. Pigs are very selective. They'll pick their person, and it's more almost like a friendship than it is just a owner and a pet.
Mm-hmm.
They're selective.
I know that we've heard for years that pigs are really smart. Are they, you know, smarter than a cow or a sheep or an alpaca?
Well, pigs are considered the fourth smartest animal.
Humans have got, are we in three or are we?
Some days I think they've outsmarted me. But yes, if a pig wants to figure something out, they'll figure it out. Undoing gate latches, you have to have Fort Knox for them, because if they want something, they'll go get it.
Oh,
no matter
goodness.
What. I mean, our breeding stock can jump 4-foot fences to get somewhere. And so keeping them contained is a challenge, just because they're big and they're strong.
So are they a little bit willful, would you say? Not too negative, but they want their way?
They do. It depends on the pig. We have some that would never challenge, like Junie June. She doesn't challenge anything. And then we have some, like Sweet Pea, that she'll just do whatever she can to get what she wants.
Do they get naughty? Play tricks?
Oh, they're very naughty. They're very, very naughty. We have a little herd we call the Prairie Girls, and they tend to break out and come up on the front porch. And a couple of them have learned to use their hulking bodies, and they can actually try and push the door open and play. And they come up and get little Farmer Ray, our daughter, and off they all go and play together.
Oh, my goodness. So. Well, you know, I don't know whether we're enticing people today with bacon or whether they just want to come and buy one of those little baby pigs and take it home and yeah. raise it. How do people get in touch with you if they want, you know, more details for what they can do with you?
They can find us at makerslongacres.com, or they can give us a call at 520-9563, area code 208.
Okay. So 520-9563, 208-520-9563, or makerslongacres.com will get you there. And you, if you go there, just be prepared, okay? You're just going to see these adorable pictures of little smiling baby piggies. It's almost like you feel like you want to adopt one.
I think that's where a lot of our followers on Facebook come from, is we post a picture and then it's all over.
I'm like, I love this one.
And I think that's the majority of people just love seeing our life and taking a journey with us. And we've had hard times, lots of sad days, but we've also had a lot of beautiful days and a lot of...
What makes a sad day on the farm for you? I think I might guess a little bit, but...
Losing an animal.
Yeah.
That is the hardest part, or one gets injured and, you know...
And you have to make a tough call. Some injuries aren't recoverable, or maybe they are, but what's the quality of life?
Yeah. What about your kids? What's their participation in the whole farm enterprise?
They have had a part of every decision on the farm, I would think is safe to say.
Any major decision that we have, we run it by the kids, because it's their life too.
Mm-hmm.
When we decided to expand and start producing more pork, I mean, they're going to be involved in that. So is this something that you guys are committed to? Is this something that you guys want to do? And we pray and have a family discussion and
family vote and decide if that's what we want to do. And if they fall in love with a cute little baby, we ask them, how do you plan to see this through? How do you plan to make sure there's feed available to it? Make sure that when you're at school, who's going to bottle raise it? When you're, you know, things like that. We make sure that they're involved and they see the whole picture.
Exactly.
And same before we make a big farm purchase, maybe we're going to buy a new trailer to haul livestock. We sit down with them and we show them, this is this one and it's that amount of dollars. And we just let them be involved and see the whole process.
Well, it's called an education. I think it's excellent. So you have other critters on the farm that you don't raise to butcher? Do you have other, or have you pretty much moved away from, like, I don't know, horses and goats?
We have horses, we have goats, we have sheep, we have a ducks, we have chickens, we have a little of everything.
And this is all for either your own consumption or the eggs or for the kids' pets or
exactly.
Pets. And a lot of times we show up and there's a rabbit in a cage out in the front driveway. It's like people know that we will take their animals if they have a hard time. And so I think we have a lot of rescue animals, I guess, that we've taken in. And but it brings us joy, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, one of my questions that we talked about early on was, what's a typical day? And of course, it probably isn't a typical day. But we're going to talk about what a typical day might look like on Maker's Long Acres when we come back right after this break.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Become an employee owner and take charge of your future at Lighthouse Foods. Join their weekly job fair each Wednesday from 11 to 4. As the number one refrigerated salad dressing company in America, Lighthouse is an essential business, and they have dozens of positions available. Entry levels start at $14 an hour, and because Lighthouse is 100% employee owned, they offer generous benefits and competitive shift premiums. Register for the job fair at lighthousefoods.com/careers. Join the Lighthouse family and start your future today.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody. Here we are talking with Kyle and Trina Johnson from Maker's Long Acres Farm. They have gourmet hogs that they butcher and they bring to market for you, all this tasty gourmet pork product. A great question that we just got was, if someone wants to call you and order, say, half a hog today, how long is the wait? Are you back ordered?
No, we're actually not real back ordered. We have butcher dates set for February and then on March, and that all the info is on our website, makerslongacres.com. We have the butcher dates available, so they can sign up and do everything online. Because I know a lot of people are hesitant making phone calls and stuff. And this is a technology age, so we decided to do a website. people can just order and know that they're going to have food in a month or so.
And how long is this squealing deal on? So if people think they want to do this and they want to take advantage of that price cut, how long will that be in effect?
We're going to do this through January.
Okay. So if they order in January for the upcoming butchering in February and March, they'll get that deal.
Correct.
That's awesome. I was saying when we were on break that you guys are living the dream that a lot of people dream of. This, they have this, it's like a little house on the prairie kind of a thing, you know, the family and the happy little critters. But it's, they can't do it because it's hard work and it is, it's edgy too. Talk about that.
I think for us, we rely so much on our faith.
Yes.
Where when we're down, it's a blessing because then we know for next time what to do, how to encourage ourselves, build ourselves up, because there's a lot of days where it's nothing but tears.
Yeah.
But a lot of days where it's tears of joy. So I think a lot of people have a hard time taking that leap of faith and relying on yourself and your family. Right. And making the decisions to promote your future. Yeah. A lot of people have their 9-to-5 job, and that's not ours.
And a retirement fund and all that. You know, it is a leap of faith, and it's hard work. It's hard physical work, too. And I think that some people just, you know, that scares them a little bit, the hard physical part of it.
Yeah, Kyle, you know, every week he offloads 2,000 pounds of feed by hand. That's by a bucket from the truck into a feed bin. And that's just the pig food. That doesn't include the feed for the goats or the horses. That's another 2,000 pounds. And he does it bucket at a time. And then after he's done, he still has to take that same 4,000 pounds of feed and spread it around the farm throughout the week.
So where is the hot tub on the farm? is that on your list?
We don't even have time for that.
That needs to be on your list.
On list at some point.
I mean, even it's 10 o'clock at night, you know, get into that hot tub. Well, you have a daughter that has a heart for the homeless. And I don't know if everyone in our audience has seen some of the, I think it was in the Daily Bee, I'm not sure. But tell us about her ministry to the homeless.
She is going on 8, and she started when she was about 5, and she just loves the homeless. She doesn't think that they should go without a gift on Christmas. And this was her 3rd year of gathering stuff up, making up stockings, and tromping through Spokane, handing out gifts to the homeless. Hey, guys, I have gifts for you, she'd say, as she just ran down the streets handing stuff out.
And these were bigger gifts. I saw some of the boxes of things that were donated, that people donated. This has grown through the years. This is some pretty major.
With 10, I think, bags we handed out.
Yeah, we did
out.
10 bags one
10
year.
10 bags, we thought we were doing good. And she's, guys, we got to stop. We got to get more. So there in the truck, we were putting together more gift bags. And then the next year, she just pestered us. Mom, put it on your farm page. We need more people. And last year, I think we helped around 100, maybe 50 to 100. But this year, it mushroomed. Yeah. And she even had Kyle take a guy through the drive-thru, a homeless man. He had a gift card to McDonald's, but you can't walk in the lobby and you can't walk through the drive-thru, and she wouldn't have it. Dad, you have to take him. Don't you understand?
Drive him through.
Yes.
And so her older sister and I stayed at the homeless camp and watched the man's stuff while Kyle and Ray and our son Harvey went through the drive-thru and got him some coffee. And that was really neat.
Yeah, I think one of the most humble things, the gentleman offered me a cup of coffee with his gift card.
Oh.
And you know, that puts it all in perspective.
Yeah.
They're just people. They're on hard times. And if we treat them like God's people, then, you know, that they will be provided.
Exactly. Well, we had talked about what a typical day is like. I think I'm getting the idea that there are no typical days. So let's take a look at either A, what's new coming up? Do you have some new things planned for 2021?
Well, we do. We just recently picked up a Wagyu heifer, which a heifer is a female cow that hasn't been bred. And we're planning on breeding her this year. So we'll have Wagyu beef. which we're excited for.
Now, what's special about that beef?
It's highly marbled. There's very little of it in the United States. It's a Japanese breed. It's marbled. It's tender.
Is this Kobe beef?
Yes.
Where they get Kobe beef?
Yes, it's where they get the Kobe. Kobe is a region in Japan, and so, but the beef used in the Kobe is the Wagyu.
Okay. So that's coming in 2021.
Yes.
And so she'll be bred early on, and the beef would be ready for slaughter, do you think, the cow?
We're not sure when we can get it to market. Nature's got to take its course, and then we have to grow it. And we always say we're going to eat the boys on the cows, but we keep having girls. We keep being blessed with more girls. So our herd is growing, but the beef freezer is going empty.
The family herd you're talking about. I want to go just a couple. First of all, let's repeat. MakersLongAcres.com is the best way to get in touch with them. You can see the options for purchasing. And tell us again about the deal that you have for, let's say, a half a hog will cost what?
So right now, our regular price for our half hogs is $450, and that includes all the butcher fees. But right now, we're running a squealing deal, so it's $50 off. And people can put down a deposit, or they can pay in full. And so that's kind of what we're offering right now to get the year started and get people thinking about, well, let's get some bacon in the freezer.
Exactly. Let's get some tasty bacon in the freezer. A couple of your challenges, we've talked about a few. Anything else come to mind? You maybe as a mom and a dad that are your challengers, that are challenges for you?
I think trying to find the balance, because so much of it is the farm. There's times where an emergency doesn't wait, and the kids have just kind of had to learn the hard way that, you know, if the cow is bloating and we're waiting for the vet, that's what we're doing at that time. And we've missed school plays and things like that because, you know, you can't just say, oh, sorry, cow, you can't die right now. I'm busy going to the school play. And so the farm very much becomes its own entity. Mm-hmm. And the kids have learned to just rise up to that too, mm-hmm. I think. They understand that as well.
And I'm probably thinking that these little piggies don't get born at a convenient time, like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, after lunch.
Typically, like, no.
Typically not. Most of the time, it's funny, in the wintertime, they like to go in the middle of the night. And the stormiest, nastiest day. If there's a bad,
maybe don't know. Maybe it makes mama tense. So mama's.
I don't know. It's nature, where the nastier the weather, it reduces the smell, and the
predators are less likely to be out. Ooh. So there is some scientific data on animals tend to birth during the nasty weather.
How interesting. So, and they find their own spot. Do they pick a spot that they're going to give birth to?
Or we have a barn that we actually made, and we allow them a choice. Do you want to go in the barn, or do you want to farrow on pasture? And they know when it's close to time, and most of them will come up. They squeal at the gate. We open the gate. They run down to the next gate. They wait, and they go to their stall. And most of them pick the stall that they were born in, which is really kind of neat.
Oh, my goodness.
Unless the stall's occupied.
Yeah. I love it. Well, listen, you guys are just an inspiration from a lot of different directions. I love what you do. I love your faith in the Lord and that you bring it to your work and to your family and to us. We become the recipients of all that love. So God bless you and thank you for what you do. And thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, that's our show. You can get in touch with Makers Long Acres at makerslongacres.com. Next week is very interesting. I'm going to be talking to a gal, Julia Komsky, an immigrant from Russia. She's living now in Coeur d'Alene. She has a lot to say about what's going on in America today that remind her of the Russia that she left. This is a program that you do not want to miss. So, all right, that's coming up next week. And so until then, this is Barbara saying take care and be blessed.
K246CU, 1450KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400KSPT, Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The